TD Summer Reading Club 2019. Accessible notebook for kids of all abilities. Reading fun for kids from Canada's public libraries. Welcome to the 2019 TD Summer Reading Club. One big notebook. This accessible notebook includes sections from both the pre-reader and school-age notebooks. Pages 2 to 7, pre-readers. Pages 8 to 11, school-age. Accessible tips have been added to support kids who may have vision loss, a learning disability, or a physical disability, making it difficult to hold or turn the pages of a book. This notebook belongs to blank space for your name. This is your notebook to use however you like. Here are a few ideas. Track your reading goals. Collect stickers. List books or other material that you've read or listened to. Draw pictures inspired by what you read. And describe how something you read made you feel. We also have fun activities for you to try. Co-created and delivered by 2,200 public libraries across Canada, this national bilingual program is developed by Toronto Public Library in partnership with Library and Archives Canada. Sponsorship is generously provided by TD Bank Group. Developed by Toronto Public Library, in partnership with Library and Archives Canada. Title sponsor, TD, The Ready Commitment. Page 1. Join us online. www.tdsrc.ca/accessibility. www.tdsrc.ca/ACCESSIBILITY. Our website has a lot of other fun things to do all summer long. Recommend books and discover new ones. Track your reading. Write silly stories and story endings. Read awesome ebooks. Read and submit jokes. Check out our online webcomic and include it in your notebook as something you've read. This accessible notebook is available in these formats: audio, MP3, Braille, BRF, regular text, accessible PDF, open dyslexic font, PDF. Stick your web access code here. Your code will give you access to games and activities when you visit tdsummerreadingclub.ca. tdsummerreadingclub.ca. Illustrations by Clayton Hanmer. Pages 2 to 7. Pre-readers. Hello, grown-ups. As parents and caregivers, you are your child's first and best teacher. This notebook includes activity ideas based on 5 skill-building practices: talk, sing, play, write, and read, for you to engage in with your child. Practice them every day to build language skills and help your child become a reader. The 2019 TD Summer Reading Club gratefully acknowledges that this information is adapted from the American Library Association's Every Child Ready to Read program. Talk. Your child learns about language by listening to you talk and by joining in the conversation. Activity. I spy. Pick an object and provide hints to help your child guess what it is. The hints could be about the object's color, size, or shape, or it could relate to a word. It rhymes with, or it starts with the letter. For the next round, let your child be the spy. Accessible tip. For kids who are blind or have low vision, you can adapt this game to I feel by putting an object in the person's hand and using the clues it rhymes with, or it starts with the letter, so they can guess what they are holding. Activity. Let's talk. Ask your child about their favorite things in nature. What is their favorite animal? Favorite flower? Share some of your favorite things as well. Page 3. Sing. Singing with your child increases awareness of the sounds of words and can be a great vocabulary builder too. Activity. Make a shaker. Fill a recycled container with rice, beans, pebbles, or rocks, and seal it shut. Play music or sing a song and shake along to the beat. Activity. Let's sing. Choose a song your child knows well and sing it together in different ways. A really low voice, and then a really high voice. A quiet voice, and then a loud voice. Really fast, and then really slow. Twinkle, twinkle. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. It's raining, it's pouring. It's raining, it's pouring. The old man is snoring. He bumped his head and went to bed and didn't get up in the morning. Play. Your child learns general knowledge about the world through play, which helps them understand books and stories. Finger play. The moon is round. The moon is round as can be. Trace a circle around child's face. Two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, like me. Point to child's eyes, nose, and mouth. Give a little kiss or hug. Page 4. Write. Writing helps your child learn that letters and words stand for sounds and that print has meaning. Activity. Let's write. Give your child a pencil or crayon and let them scribble on these. A tabletop covered in paper. Birthday or greeting cards for friends or family. This notebook. Accessible tip. Some kids with learning disabilities find writing more of a chore than a fun activity. Using graph paper can help with letter placement. Break up story ideas into chunks, and sometimes typing can help young writers. Activity. Help these animals get to their local library. A drawing shows how four different animals make their way to the library. A butterfly flutters high and low through the sky. A raccoon uses a magnifying glass to find a path around the bushes and trees. A little mouse scurries in loops through the underbrush. A crayfish scuttles in and out of a creek. Page 5. Read. Shared reading is the most effective way to help your child become a good reader. Activity. Build a reading fort. Use pillows, cushions, and blankets to build an indoor reading fort. Activity. Read in the dark. Turn out the lights and let your child hold a flashlight on the text as you read books together in the dark. Activity. Get outside. Take a few books to read outside while in your backyard or a local park. Accessible tip. Imagine how fun it would be to listen to a book in the dark, in a reading fort, or outside. Remember, you can enjoy a story by listening to a book, reading on a tablet, or feeling the braille dots, so choose the way that works for you. Pages 6 and 7. Pre-readers, summer reading. Two blank pages for you to fill in. Pages 8 to 11. School age. STEAM, S-T, science, technology, E-A-M. Sunlight science, finding north. 1. On a sunny day, push a stick into the ground and look for its shadow. Mark the end of the shadow with a rock and label it with a W for west. 2. Wait 20 minutes. The sun will move west, meaning the stick's shadow will have moved east. Mark the new shadow with an E for east. 3. With your back to the stick, stand with your left foot touching the first rock and your right foot touching the second rock. You're facing north. Accessible tip. There are many ways to learn about how the sun affects our Earth. Try these activities. Stand outside and feel the warmth of the sun. If you turn to face it in the morning, you're facing east. If you do the same in the afternoon, you're facing west. Plant a sunflower. Once the flower has grown, you can feel which direction the sun is facing. Place a bean seed in a wet paper towel and place it in an egg carton in the sun. Keep the paper towel wet, and after about a week, you can feel the roots and stalk growing from the seed. Plant the seed outside, make sure the stalk is facing up, and let it grow. Page 9. STEAM. STEA. Engineering. Art. M. Build a habitat. Gather items from the natural world. Twigs, grass, rocks, stems, seeds, etc. And find a box to display your habitat. Shoeboxes work well. Turn the box on its side. You can draw, color, paint, or cut and paste images onto the background of your habitat, on the sides and roof of the box. Begin at the back and work your way forward, adding layers of details to your scene. Consider what you would need to add to your habitat to sustain life. Add people and animals made out of Play-Doh or paper. Many architects and engineers are building environmentally friendly houses. For example, adding a green roof, a roof covered in vegetation, helps with temperature control and insulation, and using recycled material reduces consumption. Give it a try. Using only recycled material, design and build a small house for your habitat with greenery on the roof. Pages 10 and 11. School-age summer reading. Two blank pages for you to fill in. Page 12. See how many challenges you can check off before the end of the summer. Pre-reader challenges. Read a book under a tree. Draw a picture from a story you've read. Make a fort using pillows and blankets and spend some time reading in it. Read a story at the park. Use sticks, rocks, and leaves to make a picture on the ground outside. Collect and sort objects you find outside on a walk. School-age challenges. Write and illustrate your own comic book page. Complete a silly story on the TD Summer Reading Club website. Spell your name outside using only objects you find in nature. Read the same book at the same time with your friend. Write a poem about nature. Invent a story about the shapes you see in the clouds. Congratulations, certificate. Blank space for your name. Great reading. Your notebook is amazing. As witnessed by blank space. Blank space for the date. TD Summer Reading Club 2019. TD Summer Reading Club reads, I Love You Like by Laurie Joy Smith, ages 2 to 5. Mountains of the World by Dieter Braun, ages 8 to 12. Wild Buildings and Bridges, Architecture Inspired by Nature, by Etta Kaner and Carl Wiens, ages 8 to 12. Lost, Survivor Diaries, by Terry Lynn Johnson and Yanni Orban, ages 8 to 12. Carson Crosses Canada, by Linda Bailey and Cass Reich, ages 4 to 8. Do Frogs Drink Hot Chocolate? How Animals Keep Warm, by Etta Kaner and John Martz. Splish Splash Fox's Dash, Canadian Wildlife in Color, by Geraldo Valerio, ages 2 to 6. Going Wild, Helping Nature Thrive in Cities, by Michelle Mulder, ages 9 to 12. Be a City Nature Detective, Solving the Mysteries of How Plants and Animals Survive in the Urban Jungle by Peggy Kochanoff, ages 9 to 12. Sukak and the Raven by Roy Goose, Carrie McCluskey, and Soyeon Kim, ages 4 to 8. Ask library staff about reading these books and many more in accessible formats like audio, braille, and e-text. CELA, CNIB Foundation, partners in accessible literacy.